All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and we are back with Grimm's Uncanny Valley and Fetish Locator. So let's get started. Oh, they were doing some footsie. Yeah, I guess I do. Wait, what? You're kidding me. Yeah, I'm just messing with you. Oh, good, that was about to get awkward real fast. Oh, she took her shoes off. For the feet, people. Wow, what is she doing? What are you doing? Sorry, my feet are itching. Probably a mosquito bite. You don't mind? I need to scratch it. Sure, go on. I'm happy to help. Oh, she's moving up. Thanks a lot. All I can think of right now is how yesterday I saw her in those black heels and tiny skirt on a porn site. Oh, it is such a pleasure to scratch this little itching place. Fuck, now I do have a hard-on. Ambrose seems distracted. She will notice if I just snap a couple pics. And her foot is almost touching my hard cock. This is a perfect opportunity to earn some foot fetish points. Don't risk it or take a picture of her foot.
That's a tough one.
Okay, quick. Disable flash. Turn off sound. Click done. And upload it. That was easy. Can you imagine how uncomfortable that would be? What's that? Some guy just getting a raging erection while sitting in the cafeteria during lunch. Yeah, that would be weird. Like, what would he do in that situation? Just sit there until it goes away? Think about baseball? What is that she's texting? Respect your privacy or I am curious. Screw it, let's take a look. I can't make out who she's chatting with, but I think I can read the text. Useful thinking about athletic men running around in uniforms turns them on. Think about classes. Let's see, it says, yesterday was great, but it wasn't enough. Nah, I've seen too many guys half asleep fantasizing about girls during classes. Good point, lie back and think of England. Then it says, I still need a few more points to get my party invite. Too many Anglophiles. Think about their own mother? Then Ambrose says, meet me at the main lecture hall at 3 p.m. That'll make things much more awkward. Hopefully nobody's turned on by that. Continues, we can use the professor's desk. The other person responds, it'll definitely score me enough points. You're the greatest. Well, it's either that or think about Professor Norton. Gah, nobody wants that. She's chatting with someone. What's this about? Is she working on earning points with someone? Is this connected with her streaming yesterday? Maybe I should swing by the main lecture hall later. Oh, I almost forgot. I need to do something. Yeah, okay. I'll be in the library most of this afternoon if you want to study or something. Maybe. Take care. You too. I really am glad you're back and you're healthy. The red skirt looks great on her. Probably even better than that maid outfit. Right, so just sit here and think about Professor Norton until my little problem goes away. You earned some points. Nice, 5 points. Such a nice view of Lydia from here. All right, there we go.
Yep.
Couple minutes later. Is your nose bleeding?
No, it was just running.
Oh. Hey, Kevin. Hey. Well, don't just stand there. Pull up a chair. We need to talk, and it is a bit too crowded here. We need to... Oh, can we go somewhere else? Sure, I know just the place.
Let's go to your sister's place.
2:30 p.m.
Hey.
Hey, Nora.
Hey.
Hey, Grim. Glad to see you again. Me too, bringing you new customers. Can we have two of those wonderful coffees you made yesterday? Take a seat. I'll bring it to you. Thanks. It's a really nice cafe, but not that many people come here. And this hot barista knows you by name. Yeah, we just had an encounter yesterday. Long story, it's related to that new app. Oh, I see. So what was it I walked in on today? Well, it's embarrassing, and I don't want to share it. But since things went this way, I guess it's better if you know the truth. Me and Chloe, we're not just siblings. We're together. As a couple.
What?
Oh, wow. Give me a second to let this information sink in.
What kind of show
if
is this?
If you and Chloe, if you're with her, then why did I see her fucking Dario? Yeah, that's another thing. We've been together for some time. We've had terrific sex and done just about everything.
He didn't even question, oh, hey, that's your sister. He's like, but what? You're with the other guy.
But just recently, like since Fetish Locator started, we discovered something new. Hey, here's your coffee. Thanks. Do you want to introduce me to your friend? Or does he know me already? Nora, this is one of my best friends, Kevin. Kevin, this is my favorite barista, Nora. What did she mean by know me already? Fuck, she thinks he's the friend from yesterday. It's a pleasure to meet you, Nora. Pleasure's all mine. A friend of Grimms is always welcome here. Kevin is another very good friend of mine, but not the one from yesterday. I know that was you, sweetheart. Enjoy the coffee, boys. It's on the house. But it was not me.
I tell you.
Wow.
He got his eating pick. He needs to go after it.
Wow. What was this about?
Yeah.
You said it's related to Fetish Locator? Did you bang her? No, I didn't bang her. That's a story for another time. So where were we? You and Chloe are together, but you recently discovered something new that has to do with Chloe fucking Dario. Wow, it sounds strange when you say it like that, but yeah. I guess it's pretty simple. I enjoy watching her getting fucked by other guys. That's called a cuck. So you're a cuckold. No, dude, we still have sex together. Just sometimes she has sex with other people, and a lot of times, those times I watch, that makes you a cuck. Isn't that a cuckold? I think a cuckold is when two people are in a sexless relationship and one of them has sex with other people with the intention of embarrassing the other. No.
Look at that ass over there.
Huh, so do you get off on the humiliation of it or something? Humiliation? What are you talking about? I mean, it's gotta be emasculating watching someone you want to fuck get fucked by somebody else. No, that's not at all. That's not it at all. You've watched porn, right? Of course. You watch girls fuck guys in porn, right? Yeah. You wanted to fuck those girls in porn, but got off on watching them have sex with other guys, right? Yeah, but it wasn't happening right in front of me. I mean, if I had the choice between fucking those girls myself or just watching them getting fucked by other guys, I'd be the only guy in the room. Right. That's why one guy tried to say, oh, watching porn makes you a cuck because you're watching a guy fuck a girl. I'm like, no, that's bullshit, because I put myself in the guy's position. I also don't like porn with the dude, really.
No. POV?
No. Yeah, I like POV. Sure, but that's not my point. You still watched a girl you wanted to have sex with getting fucked by some other guy, and you got off on that. Huh, I have to think about that. But you put yourself in the role of the dude. Okay, first of all, Polly just entered. She and Nora are chatting just like old friends. Polly is a regular here, but Nora has no clue that Polly just gave her an orgasm yesterday. Oh, that came about suddenly. That is very interesting. Back to Kevin. Should I be a good friend and support his strange relationship with his sister? Or should I be a good friend and tell him the hard truth that his relationship doesn't sound healthy?
Hard truth.
Dude, I'm sorry, but I just can't understand that. What don't you understand? Look, I'm sorry, but I've got to drop an unpleasant truth bomb on you. I thank your sister as you so whip she's using you. What? Just hear me out. She's going around having sex with guys whether you're watching or not, right? Yeah, I got no problem with that. And she's got you so confused that you think you're getting off on that. I do get off on that. I'm not confused. I'm not trying to judge or embarrass you or anything. I'm just calling it as I see it. I just think she's using you and convince you of things about yourself that just aren't true. Oh, I thought you could understand this, but I guess I was wrong. Dude, I'm sorry, but I gotta be honest with you. No, I appreciate your honesty. I'm not confused or being used, but I get what you're saying. Look, just do me a favor and don't tell anybody else about this. Of course, you can trust me. Thanks, see ya. Later. Oh, whispers. And I was standing right here. His hands were so strong, but at the same time, gentle. Hey, Grim, leaving already? Yes, thanks for the coffee. Hey, Polly. Hey, Grim. Ah, so you know each other? Yeah, we have some classes in common. Okay, see ya. 3 p.m. Grim went to Zara Waller's office and got the key to the lecture hall that he has to clean as punishment. Okay, I got the keys for the classroom. I need to clean. Let's get the equipment and get this done quick. Hey, Rumi, how you doing on points? Party starts in a few hours. I have less than a half. That's not much. You need to get at least 25 points. The rest you can buy with real money. Oof. Oh, yeah, I totally forgot about that. Anyway, I got your back. Come back to the dorm. I have a girl here who can help you to score, get some points. Okay, great. There's a girl waiting for me at my dorm, and I have to clean. 3 p.m. Aunt Rose was planning something here. Strange. The store isn't usually locked. It's good that Miss Waller gave me a key. Damn, it must have arrived early. Ambrose is with Maria? Why? Maria intends some lectures with us in this classroom. Shit, she swore that door was locked. Oh, hey, Grim, we're just doing some studying. Do you need the room? Studying my ass, they don't even have any books. Meh, I got a cleaning duty. I come back when you're finished. Oh, well. We're just leaving. You can have the room. Right. Damn, I wonder what I missed. Okay. By the way, didn't they say there was a CG gallery? Yeah, I think we unlocked some pics.
Yeah.
Mysterious girl. Day 2. Oh, okay. Let's see. Day 3, Polly. Okay, so they do give us pictures. So we can look at different pictures. Yoga training. I guess it's just little galleries. I see. Okay, let's get to work. Sometime later. Interesting. This girl that Pete told me about, is it Daisy? She was in our room this morning. It'd be so awesome to get some action with her. Let's go to the dorm. 4:30 p.m. Okay. There's Pete. Oh, hey, Grim. Let me introduce you. This lovely lady in front of me is Daisy. And the beautiful one hiding behind a book is Dahlia. Where? Oh. Whoops. Oh, there she is, but she introduced herself as Daisy this morning. I'm pretty sure you got that backwards. Huh? Hi, Dahlia. Nice to meet you. Hey there, Daisy. Pleasure to see you again.
Hey.
Yeah, right. Oh, well, yeah. Ladies, this is my roommate, Grim. He's a great guy. You'll like him. He could teach classes on studying women. What? I think he means women's studies. I hope so.
Oh.
Right, yeah. Women's rights and that sort of thing. I actually study business and marketing. I just meant he's a nice guy. Gets along well with women. Isn't all alpha. Thanks, I think.
That sounds bad.
Anyway, that's why I wanted you here. Well, alpha has become like a bad term with women. Because they think like the alpha guys are all brutish or whatever. So, well, yeah, it's social media that really did it.
They need somebody that can protect
them. I know, but alpha, like, it's different than being a protector and somebody just being, oh, I'm alpha. Anyway, that's what I wanted you here. Today's challenge is feet and dies, days, rather. Dahlia's been all over me today trying to get me to be more of a nice guy that gets along with women. Huh? She wants a guy to worship her feet. What I want is someone who's man enough to serve me as I deserve. Now, we already had that with the damn Alexa in the sex bot last night. I'm not having it again. No, that was the night before last, but it's so familiar. Now I'm confused. See, Dahlia is a bit of a, what's the word?
Cut.
Dominatrix? Whatever you call it. I'm okay with dominatrix. So she wants a guy who's willing to lick her shoes, suck her toes, that sort of thing. And you thought of me. Is he not gonna do it? I don't know, I just know that he needs points, and this would be a great way for him to earn points. Well, it looks like I'm not getting out of this one. You're willing to do a little foot fetish thing to score some big points, right? Doesn't sound like a little foot fetish thing. No, do it properly or not at all. I need to think about this for a second. While you're thinking, get down on your knees before me. Kneel.
Yes, your feet. I want to dominate, not just...
Well, yeah, but you won't get the points.
Know that. Why don't you save it first?
I don't think so. Thanks for thinking of me, but...
why.
Yes, ma'am.
You're gonna lose points with that other girl. Like, it's kind of interesting, isn't it?
No, I won't.
That Daisy.
I won't lose points with her. First, some ground rules. Not
lose points, but lose respect for sure.
You will refer to me as mistress, as in yes, mistress or no mistress. Understood. Just do the thing. I know what they're doing. Yes, mistress. Good boy.
Like,
next,
I'm not doing it. Well, I
guess next rule. You will speak only to me and only when directed to do so. Understood?
How about
titty slapping? Yes, mistress. Good boy. Next rule. You'll not come without my permission. Understood? This is the same shit we did with Sexbot. Yes, mistress. Yes, mistress. You sound uncertain. Is that rule clear? Yes, mistress. I'll do my best. Fair enough. Now, if we're going to do this, we are going to do this properly. Strip. Go ahead. This will definitely be worth more points. I wouldn't mind seeing that again. No, mistress. What do you mean, no? In front of them? I'll be taking pictures to get you more points. And I'm horny, so... And I'm horny to see the whole fetish thingy. She wants to see it. Very well. A good master takes care of her playthings. You may remain clothed for now, but they will stay. Thank you, mistress. You may begin by licking my boots. Submit. Yes, mistress. Thank you, mistress. But you have to because it's part of the thing.
You stepped in dog shit, didn't you? I could smell it.
They're not gonna do that. Like that. Suck those heels like a little bitch you are.
He's gonna be so sick. She's been walking all over the place.
I don't hear anything. Just thank you, mistress. That's a good boy. Now remove the shoes. Like that, mistress? You're a quick learner. That's Trix's thing right there. Get that whole ass foot in your mouth. Yes, like that. Hey, some guys like it. This is for our foot fetish fans. Oh, so good. Yes, suck those dirty toes.
Good lord, did someone beat a cat? Now a dog's petting.
You did so well, you'll be a very good slave. Here, you earn your reward. You may taste your mistress. You may stand up and take off your pants. That's quite impressive. You have my permission to come after I leave the room. That was incredibly hot. Wow. I didn't know you had that in you.
Yes.
Thanks, I guess. Can I see what the photos look like? Oh, shit, dude. I'm sorry. We got kind of distracted. What? Sorry. It was just... Peter fucking Butler, you'd better be joking. Hey, wait. I'll tell you what. I'll transfer all my FL points to your account. Look, it's done. I better go after Dahlia. What the fuck? Seriously? Yeah, that was a fuck-up. I was so amazed that I would have forgotten about it, too. And it looks like you have a bit of a problem there, again. I guess I do. Don't get the wrong idea. I'm just helping out, not getting involved. Well, help me out. Does it feel good when I touch it?
No.
I mean...
No, it feels wretched. Like, of course it feels good.
Look me in the eyes.
Pow! Shot her right through the gut.
Now just release yourself. Like on her hand?
Quicker than should have been.
It worked. Wow, I like that a lot. See you, little Mr. Big Cock. You can watch the scene again in the replay room. You receive points from another user. 9 points were transferred to you from I Am Pete's account. Motherfucker, Pete only transferred me a lousy 9 points. Winners, Squizzle and Mr. Dickie. Daily challenge winners, Squizzle and Mr. Dickie. It's not the first time I've seen these winners. Damn it, if Pete had only taken picks like he said he would, I might have won this time. This invite costs 50 points. Your current balance is less than 50 points. You may purchase up to 25 points at this time. Would you like to purchase the remaining points? Yes. You have been charged $360 for 24 points. Ouch. Okay, at least I get to go to the party. Okay, I'm going to be real. I'm going to be real. If I'm paying $360 for points to go to a party, I better be getting my dick sucked and every goddamn thing else by the girls at that party. Everything. Congratulations, you're going to the party. You've unlocked a new bonus content. Wednesday night. Uh-oh. It's going down. Wow, this house is huge. Seems like I came to the right place. There's a girl on the balcony. Can't really see her from here.
Hey.
Hey, Pete. Girls. Hey, Grim. Good to see you. Why are you here? Is it the right time? Sure, we're just trying masks on. Masks? Yeah, dude, masks. Where's yours? I also don't have one. I had no idea I'd need a mask. Also, I have one. Wait a sec. Here it is. It was written in the app that you should have one. Fuck, I'm so focused on getting points I forgot to read about the party. Man, this is a fiasco, bro. I do have one spare mask. I took several for girls to choose from. Here, take it. Fuck, dude, really, is there a worse mask than this one? Well, you can take this one, or you can try to find a mask at this hour. I'm heading in, see you there. Ah, fuck, do I have any choice? Guess I don't. Welcome and good evening, Grim. How did you... I'm a master of the mystic arts. And your phone told my device as you were waking up. And my phone told my device as you were walking up. Not waking up. Oh, I shall be your host this evening. You may refer to me as Mr. Dickey. Prepare yourself for a night of 1,000 mysteries. You'll be astounded, delighted, and amazed. There are very few rules for this evening. What happens here stays here. Do not speak of it beyond these walls. Maybe he is going to get his dick sucked, his balls tickled, and everything else. Clothing is optional, but please keep your mask on. Other than that, final rule is the most important. Don't be a dick. Ah, Allison, would you be so kind as to show Grim around? Sure. And I have more new guests to welcome. Wow, that is the right party dress. Welcome, m'lady. Damn. See you, Daisy. Hey, Grim, welcome to the party. Oh, hello, thanks. I'm Allison, just another guest here. You can usually find me around the pool. There's a pool? Nice. It's a little different from the typical parties you might have been to. I guess so. In some ways, it is a typical college party. Music, mingling, free food, and drinks, the usual. In other ways, it's different. He said that clothing is optional. You may keep your clothes on. How you're dressed is fine. If you're uncomfortable with seeing others nude, you might... No, that won't be a problem. Let me finish this wine and I'll show you around. You coming? Yep. Yes. Why are masks mandatory? The masks are mostly just for atmosphere. They don't really hide much, but it makes people feel more comfortable. Here are the stairs to the third floor. There are also some guests there. Don't get lost in here. In addition to the usual party stuff, there'll be several events. They'll be happening in different locations around the house. Try to select the best events for you. What are the events? We're on the second floor, which has a pool. I like it here the most. And about the events, there are three of them. The first event you can access through your phone. It's called Secret Oral Santa. Huh? You start by taking a photo of your privates. You're my tour guide to a clothing optional fetish party. I think you can say penis. Ah, I wasn't sure how you identify. Really? Is it this mask? Do I look like I might be a girl? Don't be so judgmental. Or do you have a problem with non-binary people?
I don't want my dick touched.
Non-binary people? What's that? LGBTQ sandwich. Lesbian, gay, bi, trans, queer, intersex.
I paid $360 for this one.
And it is asexual or allies. I try not to judge. It's a big world full of all kinds of people. Let me put it another way. If you were private with someone and found out they had a different plumbing than you'd expected, like a chick with a dick? Yeah, like a chick with a dick. That would make me kind of uncomfortable. Huh, good to know. Anyway, so you'll take a photo of your cock, dick, penis. Okay, I get it. That event is being hosted by Fetish Locator, and pictures are transferred anonymously using their app. You'll be randomly assigned someone else's photo. Your job is to find that person.
Oh, if he played it, they'd set him up with somebody.
Meanwhile, someone else will receive your photo and be searching for you. Nice, I'll have to check that out. Mr. Dickey and Miss Squizzle will each host their own events. What will those be? I don't know for certain, but I can guess. Mr. Dickey is a fan of all things occult, so he'll likely perform mystical feats. Like magic tricks? Ha! No. I also don't know yet, but he promised it'll be mind-blowing. What? Huh? I'll consider it. Any idea what Squizzle might do?
Cop magic.
I was also told that Miss Squizzle will be testing herself against challengers. What sort of challenges? It depends. She probably has a list of possibilities, but might accept challenges from the audience as well. Sounds wonderful. I want to try everything. You might not have time for everything. Start with what you like the most. Well, let me introduce you to a few of the other guests. Ladies, I can introduce you to our latest guest, Grim. Hi, Grim. I'm Vesna. I'm Talia. Nice to meet you. Hope you don't mind me asking, did all of you get the tickets for 50 points? Don't know about everyone, but I had to work my ass off to earn the points. Not figuratively speaking. I got into the app pretty late, but I found the source of unlimited points. How's that? This beautiful redhead I know will do anything for points, like anything. Oh yeah? What's he into? She's just really into the app, like a points addict or something.
I talk about his buddy.
Really? Oh wow. And I didn't even tell you the best part, she's straight. What? No kidding, I've known her for years. She's 100% heterosexual, not a lesbian bone in her body. Yet, since Fetish Locator came out, she didn't hesitate to eat me out yesterday to earn some points. No fooling? You'll have to introduce us. I might want to keep her for myself, but don't worry, I'm sure she'll be here. Well, yeah, I mean, what else can you do with those points? Who is she talking about? Is that Maria under that full face mask? Is she talking about Amrose? I should go look for Lydia. I think I'm going to go grab a drink. Nice meeting you. Yeah, enjoy partying. See you around. So what did you two do for today's challenge? Just some guys here. Let's see what's here. You can do this. Just be who you want to be. Oops. Hi. Eep. Just a second. I'm sorry. I guess some people are really afraid of anyone seeing their faces here. Sorry, just wanted to say hello. So, what can I do to you? Hey, now that's... Are you just gonna let some random stranger eat your pussy? Why can't everybody be as direct as you are? Sure, if you want to. I have some free time. Oh, no, I meant you're playing that secret oral Santa game, right? Unless she's taking upskirt photos of herself for other reasons. Well, yeah, my character needs the experience to level up. Huh? I mean, I've given blowjobs before. Well, a blowjob once. Well, maybe a blowjob. You don't know? Well, it started as my first blowjob, but then it became something else. So what do you think? I have no idea. I know, right? Was it a blowjob with interruptions, or not even a blowjob? Was it the same guy? Kinky, but yes, I've only been with that guy one time. Then I guess it was one blowjob. Anyway, yeah, I figured this would be a good time to earn some XP. So the second time you give head would be with a guy you don't know? Why not? I really didn't know the first guy either. Eh? I mean, we kind of knew each other. We've been talking all day. It wasn't like I just dragged some random guy behind a curtain to have my way with him. No, of course not. Anyway, I'm looking forward to this. What's this, a secret oral thing?
Yes.
Yeah, I've never had someone go down on me before. I mean, not in real life. How else? Dreams, stories, online games, sexting? Oh, right, of course. What about you? Are you doing something new tonight? Well, it's my first time at a fetish party. Nice, and I'm a part of this, so I'm one of the people popping your cherry tonight. Ah, well, it's not like I'm a virgin or anything. Have you ever done it up the ass? What? I've always wanted to do that, probably not tonight, but soon. No, thanks. Exit only. I've never had anything up my back door. I'm with that. Nothing up my back door. You should try it. I prefer to have something back there, but it's never been alive. What? I don't think...
Talking about a dildo.
Yeah, that could have been phrased better. I don't think I want an eel or something like that. I was thinking of that hamster incident. Although, well, I think I'm going to check out the rest of the party. Look it up. Me too. I hope you find whatever it is you're looking for. Yeah, thanks. You too. Didn't the girl have a frozen hamster? I think. What a strange girl. Okay, so that's it for the party. Well, I mean, for now. The party's gonna keep going on, but we're not. We're going to bed. So, I'm out of here. DP's out of here. I'm kicking him out. And we'll see you guys later on Grimm's Uncanny Valley with more Fetish Locator. I'm going to bed. See you guys later.